Another round of bleak corporate forecasts sent the Nasdaq Composite Index tumbling to new lows yesterday, though it was up a bit in early trading today. The index had lost 36 points, or nearly 3%, yesterday to close at 1185, its worst showing in 6 years. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
Even before Monday's opening bell, all the signs looked grim. Microsoft CEO had been quoted over the weekend warning about rough market conditions. Then semiconductor stocks were battered in European trading. Early Monday, JDS Uniphase announced it was cutting its quarterly sales forecast due to continued weakness in the telecom sector. JDS, the world's top producer of fiber optic equipment, plunged nearly 10%. Finally, Lehman Brothers cut its earnings estimates for a number of software firms, saying technology spending in December was likely to be quite anemic. According to Tim Heekin, director of trading for Thomas Weisel Partners, the stage was set for another broad sell-off.
You had semiconductors, software, as well as optical component stocks all down, and those are some of the biggest components of the Nasdaq.
If corporate woes weren't bad enough, Heekin says investors are also gloomy over the growing likelihood of another war in the Persian Gulf.
And you had oil spiking back up to $29 a barrel. And I think that was definitely a concern weighing over people.
And in economic news, the Conference Board reported Monday that the index of leading indicators fell for the third straight month in August. That fueled speculation that the U.S. could slip back into recession. At the very least, investors fear a sustained economic recovery could be several quarters away. Ironically, says Heekin, all the bad news is making him optimistic that the financial markets are finally approaching a bottom.
From the technical side, I think that the market has gotten very oversold. I think that we've retested the July 24th lows, and I'm actually looking for the market to trend slightly higher from here.
The Nasdaq is now off about 75% from its high set in March 2000. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.